Now, tell me about the basketball. Sydney Kings have another win on the road, I see, in Cairns.
On the road again, Canned Heat. Thank you for the boost of their royalties, Kathy. It was in the Cairns Heat, though, that the Kings scored their seventh away win from home. This one a bit of a necessity, too, because it came just 2 days after the seven-point loss to Illawarra that stunned a few folk, not the least the coach, Andrew Gaze. Whatever he said in the flying can to Cairns, it was decisive enough. The Kings, well, winning a thriller 86-82, the lead changing four times in the last quarter. Not surprising, given his CV, that the name Andrew Bogut was dominant on the stat sheet, 15 points and 16 rebounds. He's helped the Kings to the top of the NBL ladder this season after a few summers when they couldn't beat time with a stick and Andrew Gaze went even greyer. But things have changed since the arrival of Andrew Bogut, which is why that loss to Illawarra was such a shock. But it seems the Kings are back on track again, Kathy.
Okay then, and in cricket, we talked about the test earlier. Let's talk about something else. Melbourne Renegades upset Hobart in the domestic T20 competition last night.
Yes, it was an ill win for the Hurricanes in Melbourne, their first loss of the season by 6 wickets, despite an eccentric knock from George Bailey. Now, he's the genial bloke whose ancestry and Arcadian ways make him more Tasmanian than David Boone and Errol Flynn combined. He had a mix of orthodox stroke play and these ill-fared ramp shots that he was trying. And a couple of times, he was left rolling around the ground. He tried to play the ramp shot, then tripped himself up. And I think he rolled about 3 or 4 times before he got himself up with a big smile on his face. Anyway, he scored 70 not. But Aaron Finch, back among the white bowlers, counted that effectively enough to get his side home. Now, there's as you said, the fourth test against India well and truly over. There's plenty more white ball cricket today. 2 games in the women's domestic competition. The Renegades playing the Sydney Thunder. That's second against the fourth. While the Hurricanes are up against Adelaide. And that's the Battle of the Wooden Spoon on at the Karen Rolton Oval in Adelaide, Kathy.
Okay, great. And Warwick, the Asian Cup, Socceroos say they, well, the coach and the captain at least, say they weren't arrogant against Jordan, but they weren't patient either.
Well, Graham Arnold, the coach, says it's self-belief, not arrogance, that had him predicting the win against Jordan in the lead-up to the game, which, of course, the Socceroos infamously now lost 1-0. And the captain, Mark Milligan, has rejected criticism of his side. But many people believe they panicked, particularly after going down in the first half, 1-0. But he says his players do need to take more time in setting up scoring opportunities ahead of the second Pool B game against Palestine on Friday. And Milligan also defended Jamie McLaren, still without a goal in 9 games for the Socceroos and who struggled against the Jordanian defenders, saying it was up to his teammates to provide him better scoring opportunities. Both Arnold and Milligan declined to list injuries as the reason for Australia's struggle, so we merely note the arrival of more players in the infirmary, Tom Rogic with a broken hand and John Risden with a tweaked groin.
Okay, Kathy. Well, pressure's on Friday. Thanks, Warwick.
Good on you, Kathy.
Warwick Hadfield with our sport. It's 23 minutes to 8.